Now, friends, as we come here to the sixth chapter, I must say it's not quite as doleful as chapter 5 was, which was entirely judgment. And here the subject is, Israel will return in the last days, but presently they're to be judged for their current sins of that day. But there is the hope that we have here. Now, God says here in verse 15 that closes chapter 5, He says, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Now, God says, until they call upon me, I will go and return. That is, I will not deliver them until they turn to me. That is the thought that you have here. Now, their great sin, as we see, has been idolatry. Now, will you notice? He says, verse 1 of chapter 6, Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. As it were, for that day, it was God's last call to the nation, the northern kingdom. And it was also a warning to any nation that has made a profession of being a Christian nation that has had the benefit of the Word of God. A great principle is put down here. And this also looks to the future, that God's future plan is that He will heal them. Though He's torn them, He intends to bind them up. Now, verse 2 is a remarkable verse. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Now, here is something I would like to develop, but do not have time to do so, but let me give you a line that you can pursue. In the third day, He will raise us up. Now, that's interesting in the light of the resurrection of Christ on the third day. And He was raised for our justification today, both Jew and Gentile. And may I say that that will be applicable in that day, because you will find in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, and we've already been over that, and you'll recall that God speaks of the day that He will bring them back into that land and bring them to Himself is a resurrection. And it will be based on the one who was raised on the third day. It rests upon that because there was a redemption provided. And a justification that if any man will accept, will bring him into a right relationship with Almighty God. And Paul develops that in the 11th chapter of Romans. I would like to turn to it, but I'm having to resist the temptation to do that because we want to move into this chapter a little farther. I doubt whether we will, but we hope to. And in the 11th chapter, God receives this nation back, which He intends to do after He completes His purpose in the church and takes the church out of the world, which is made up of both Jew and Gentile, people out of every tribe and nation. And I believe that today, and I'm not sure about what radio is going to be the means, it's penetrating every corner of the globe today. Now, our program is, and there are other programs. And the Word of God is going out today by men who are giving sound teaching. And I believe that there are going to be people out of every tongue and tribe and nation that are going to come before Him in the church to worship. Now, after God gets through with that program, He turns again to this nation. And He's going to raise them up. This prophecy, as every prophet that wrote in the Scripture and some that didn't write, spoke of God's future purpose for the nation Israel. Even Moses, before they could even get in the land, began to talk about the day would come when for the third time He'd restore them back to the land. It would be a permanent restoration in the land. And on the third day He'd do it. It would be the third. The third day He raised Christ from the dead. And that just doesn't happen to be an accidental number, by the way.